welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. Welcome to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue.
Just toss it off to me. Hi, you can always catch us on the podcast at KXORadio.com. And our phone number today is 760-337-8874. Brush the dust off your phone. Pick it up. Make a call. Welcome aboard.
I know.
Are you good now?
Yes, I am. It's just, you know, I was thinking about today's going to be a warm day. It's February, but it's going to be hot. I saw you when you come in wearing long sleeves. It's going to be
black.
It's been black. It's going to be like 82 degrees today, supposedly.
So we were like the forerunners of global warming. We like invented it here. So now we're sharing it with the rest of the world.
Well, there's people that don't believe in global warming.
They need to move. They need to move here.
That's another. show.
Yeah, we'll bring them here. Let them hang out for a while with no AC. Okay, welcome. Good morning. It is another show, and it is Let's Talk About It, and we're here. And so is Desiree Gonzalez. Desiree Gonzalez is a community outreach coordinator specializing
prevention, alcohol and drug prevention specialist.
Yes.
Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a whole new batch of young people in the world, teenagers, those kind of people.
And Valentine's is coming soon.
And this may be their first big brush with Valentine's stuff. And you're the person who helps them?
Well, everybody in the office will help them, but yes, I can help them. It's National Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, February. And, yeah, you know, it's such a big issue right now going on in schools, especially the high school level, but we're seeing it younger and younger. You know, the average ages are anywhere from 12 all the way up to 23, 24.
Do parents have a right to set a dating age? I'm kind of hoping so.
I know. I hope you can say that, because
I'm thinking 12 is just a little bit too young.
Well, you know, parents can always set a dating age.
Doesn't mean kids are going to follow.
Exactly. Parents are going to follow
Kids. The kids aren't going to follow it.
So date could be like any kind of stolen moment anywhere, huh?
Yes.
Like, I got to be home from school at 3:30, but would you walk with me?
Right.
Alone.
Yeah, exactly. It's up to interpretation what a date is exactly, but it can be something as simple as just walking somebody home.
I remember growing up, my dad was super strict and no dating was allowed. But, you know, I did date. Even though it wasn't allowed. And you would never think of you know, a teenager taking their boyfriend, my family taking my boyfriend with them. You know, just to outings or something like that. No. You dated. If you dated, it's because you're getting married to them. And that's it.
Okay, so if parents shut down dating like they did with you, then...
But I still dated.
Exactly. Then you can't just go ahead, as a parent, you can't just go ahead and make the assumption that it's not happening so we don't have to talk about some of the dynamics, right?
Correct.
So we're talking about them today.
Yes, we are. You know, a lot of parents, I think everybody is guilty of assuming that their kid is more innocent than they really are. So, I mean, if they set rules for, okay, you can't date till you're this age and so on.
Problem's taken care of, we can walk away.
Exactly. That's a lot. Believe it or not, a lot of people in the Valley, especially since we're such a small community, believe that, you know, if I say don't do it, don't do it.
Yeah, having the highest rate in the nation of teen pregnancy kind of suggests that that's probably
exactly. We need to be more aware.
But that can also have an opposite effect, you know, for parents who... They were young, too, and they did a lot of stuff they weren't supposed to, and now they have their own kids. And
so they say no dating, and they assume it works? Come on. That's where I have a hard time making the connection, I suppose.
Right.
So why teen awareness? Why is it an issue right here in the Valley?
It's a big issue in the Valley. You know, I do presentations all over the Valley in different schools, the continuation schools, and every time during a presentation, you ask that question, do you know somebody or have you ever been in any type of relationship, unhealthy relationship, you know, that had violence in it, or have you witnessed it? And so many people, it seems like everybody's hand just shoots up and they're saying, well, yeah, I see it every day, or, you know, you see it in the on the TV shows that you watch and you hear it in the music that you listen to. So it just, it becomes normalized. So it seems like everybody, they see it, but they don't want to do anything about it. So they're a bystander who's kind of walking away.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.